So the Gemara said that that Trisa is Potem and Achala. That's the case that we have. Trisa is Potem and Achala. The Gemara said three Perushim in Trisa. The last one is Lechem Osu L'Kutuch. So Rashi learns Lechem Osu L'Kutuch. So the literal translation of the words is that it's a bread that's used for Kutuch is a dip, kind of cheese dip. But it's a bread that's used for a cheese dip. But why is it Potter? So Rashi says, because it's baked in the sun. Rashi is that the reason why it's Potter is because it's baked in the sun. Nothing to do with the fact that it's used for cheese. It just happens to be that this bread that's used for a cheese dip is baked in the sun. But the Ptur, the Pshuta, the Ptur comes from the fact that it's baked in the sun. So Tosfos asks in Rashi, and then the Gemara qualifies that there's a chilek also ka'achin on and also kelimudim. So Tosfos says, kelimudim. But otherwise, it's chayav. Upirushashi, Issa shemiyavshin b'chama, that it's because it's baked in the sun. So Tosfos asks in Rashi from the Mishnah Chalo that kol shechilas Issa v'sayfa sufkin chayav es b'chalo that kol shechilas sufkin v'sayfa Issa chayav es nami b'chalo. That and Tosfos assumes that the fact in that Mishnah is like Rabbeinu Tam. The whole Tosfos goes with Rabbeinu Tam that Tchilasa Sufkin means it was a Blila Ova. Then even though in the end you cooked it, you didn't bake it, so it's nonetheless Chayav in Chala. So Tosfos is asking Rashi that here it's a Blila Ova. And if it's a blila ova, who cares that it was baked in the sun? A blila ova doesn't have to be baked in the tanner. It could be cooked. If it could be cooked, likewise, it could be baked in the sun. It doesn't need to have an afiba tanner. So why is it potter min hachala? And then Tosfos is marach in the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, but it's not clear in Tosfos. So how does Tosfos learn lechem osu l'kutuch? Okay, it's not a kunst. There's a kash. There's a kash. You have to have another pshat. So if Rashi's pshat doesn't work, because osu b'cham is not a p'tur. So why tak is lechem also the kutuch butter? It's very nice. It's very awesome. Tosfos doesn't explain how do they want to learn the pshat and lechem also the kutuch. So the Mashal says that Tosfos means that lechem also the kutuch has to be a blila. It must be a blila rak. And a blila rak, you tak and you dafi b'tana. It's not so much that way in places because then it's not a kasha on Rashi. Rashi didn't say if it's a blila ova or a blila raka. It's a perish. Places to say tzarich loisif, tzarich lefarish. The marav a blila raka. There's no kasha on Rashi. There's no kasha on Rashi. Everything Rashi says is 100% correct. Just you have to add one nekuda that it's not talking about a blila ova, it's talking about a blila raka. It's Mashman Tosis that Tosis assumed that it is a Blilah. And therefore he has a Kasha Nashi. It's Bipshutai, how does Tosis know it's a Blilah? Because the Gemara's Machalot and Osaka Ochen, Koven, and Kilimudim, that if he made a Gluski Yofa, then it's Chayim and Chala, only if he made a Kilimudim, it's Potim and Achala. Could be Tosis help, but that Metzias of Koochen, that he made a Gluski Yofa, is not Shayach by a Blilaraka, only Shayach by a Blilah. And maybe it's even Merumas. Why was Tosfos makdim the words v'hainu shasoy? It says in Leumah, what does Tosfos want for that? Yeah, the Gemara says that. But what does Tosfos want with that? Right, you could say because in the Brayse itself it doesn't say that. It just says lechem osu l'kutuch. It's part of an achala, and then we have Reb Chiya that lechem osu l'kutuch is part of. Reb Chiya also said that, and then we have another Brayse that is chayim achala. So maybe Tosfos wants to explain that same distinction is in this brayso too. But l'fi advar meila, maybe Tosfos is makdim this because it's the predicate for his kasha and Rashi. Since the p'tur of lechem osu l'kutuch is only by osu kilimudim and by osu ka'ochin, it's taka chayim and chala. So it must be talking about a blila ova, because a blila raka can't be osu ka'ochin. So Mimela, so then it's Kashan Rashi. So then who cares if it was baked in the once it's Chilas Yisus, so who cares if it was Saifa Sufkin? Who cares if it was baked in the sun? Yeah, so it's takasasam and taisus. What does taisus want? So what's the alternative to Rashi? He's not nichlin Rashi's trad. So then what's, how does he learn? So another possibility, there's Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says he learns like Rashi, that lechem asur l'kutuch is baked in the sun. Rabbeinu Yonah is meisiv, that the reason why it's potter, the reason why it's potter, even though it's a blue lava, watching the videos. Well, let's hear Binyana inside. Yeah, I'm really not so sure what to do with Binyana. Binyana, the deeper mask is Lechem Asi Lekutuch. So Binyana says, Lechem Asi Lekutuch Potter. Pirish. Acha Shaloshin Asi Isa, Menichin Asi Lashemesh Hashem Nefesh. So it's like Rashi, it's baked in the sun. Vechakach Asi Nimenu Muris, Mishadvarim, then they use it to make brine. They toast it, or they just mix it with the moist the way it is. It sounds that they mix this lechem, they mix it into the dip. They don't just use it to spoon the dip. I thought they used it to spoon the dip. Name is Mashma, that they mix it into the dip. Anyway, so he says, "Lufichuk why is it potem in a chalo? Nishenefes lashemesh because it's baked in the sun. Avol kishosuk oven if it's made in nice loaves. Galayim ki kores doilis chayevis. Taimar came shenefes lachama my chayevis. Why is it chayev even if he made it in nice loaves? But it was baked in the sun." So what does it help over that you made it killing oven? The Ptur of Maisa Chama is only when you make it in the way they make bread that's off Bechama, which is they make it in a very simple way. Kilimudim. But if you make it in a way that's like a nice bread and it's indistinguishable from a regular bread that was made in an oven, then Maisa Chama also Chayev. And then it brings Rabbeinu Natan, Rabbeinu I believe the rock attack is potter min achal if it wasn't baked in the oven. Gushli nefer b'taner. Avodav shibli losa ova chayev b'chala afal pishin nefer b'taner. I'm sorry. Avodav shibli losa ova chayev b'chala. Afal pishin loy nefer b'taner sharp asim that wasn't baked in the oven. I feel the hochi chayev came as an asset. I believe the ova k'mitchilo. So he brings him in a time. Maybe Ryan, we don't even say Chalas Chalik, Chalas Yisuf, Sayfa Sufkin, Chalas Sufkin, Sayfa Yisuf, Chayev, Sayfa Shtey, Chalas Yisuf, Chalas Yisuf, And then brings the whole Rebbeinu Tam, not going to be written. Kilasi isa kolayim and gilu isa mitchila ova meisha isa isa l'seif osa isa v'ilfis v'shemin ay v'sham ashkin ken nafi isa sufkinin mitchilas isa sufkin shib losa raka v'chalu lehin asfoig v'seifa isa shenefis betanak shah isa chayavis shib achas v'm ischayim achal v'udim ofa v'ilfis shechayavis v'lush ofa v'loy shum ashkin v'lo ofa v'm ashkin potu d'havali tchilas isa sufkin v'seif isa sufkin v'potu v'achim ashkin v'shanli I'm going to skip a little bit to the bottom three lines. Okay, fine. In time, I feel like she also still quite a bit of time that a blila ova is chayev in challah, even though you cooked it at the end. So over here, in time, I feel like she also called it a my potter. Shari heist a blila ova mitchila. So how do you understand that Gemara? What does it matter if it was also called and also killing mudim? If it's a blila ova, it should be chayev in challah, it should be It should be chayiv and challah regardless of whether it was covered or klumud. It should be chayiv and challah. It's shleimar sha'af al pishab li losa oba kamen shli nasis l'das achilo ela l'chayra chesu b'ur v'lasis v'in a kutuch. Since it wasn't made l'das achilo, it was made to be toasted and then to make it into kutuch. Again, he lived that it was like mixed into the kutuch. L'ficha p'tura. It's potter. So Yoni says the p'tur is because it wasn't made for achilas pas; it was made for kutuch, and that was his das lechatchila to make it as part of the kutuch, to mix it into the kutuch. So since it was made lechatchila to be mixed into the kutuch, it wasn't made lechilas pas, even though it's a blila ova, so it's potim in a chal. Now, okay, so that's a nusar. So nusar that the fact that you had in mind to make this bread into a kutuch, part of the kutuch. So that was your das from the beginning, and we go after your das, like by Issa, but like by Issa's club, and we go after your das. So mele, that's mafkir that it's not a lechem, even though it's a blila ava. It's interesting though. It's mash, but he's still going. It was baked in the sun. Especially, he's not being chayzer from the fact that it was baked in the sun. Maybe it's a mukhluch. Maybe it's bothering me a little bit. How does he know that it was baked in the sun? The words lechem osu l'kutuch doesn't say anything about being baked in the sun. Rashi says that it was baked in the sun. But now you're telling me that the p'tur, so if you learn the p'tur is because it was baked in the sun, so I understand the p'tur is because it was baked in the sun, so that's how you know that it's baked in the sun. But now that he's telling me that the yisoid of the p'tur is because you did it al das kutuch, so who says anything about, where does it say anything about baking in the sun? Maybe it doesn't mean, lechem osu l'kutuch, kishmoy kainu, it's a bread baked in the oven, real bread, but since it was osu l'kutuch, it doesn't have a shem lechem. So maybe yichnami, maybe it's like a chazor ben yoyin. Now he's mechadish dishpshat at the end. That by a blila ova, I don't care if it was baked in the sun. So now I don't have to say that lechem osu l'kutuch is means that it was baked in the sun. Echefesa. It's a new pshat entirely. The only thing is that how does he know that it's a blila ova? He says afal pisha blila osu ova. How does he know it's a blila ova? Maybe it's a blila raka. If it's baked in an oven, it could be a blila raka too. Maybe just because the mitzvahs of osik oven is mashma, it's a blila oven. Akapanim, it's a little bit susam in Rabbeinu Yonah. Is he being chayzer from the idea that it's baked in the sun? Or he's still going that it was baked in the sun? But Pshutai, if he's still going that it was baked in the sun, it must be there's some kind of negative synergy between the fact that it's baked in the sun and the fact that it wasn't made lelech and was made to be part of the kutuch. If it's a chazar, then the tourism is from the fact that it was also the kutuch entirely. And what I want to get to with all of this is that maybe that's the pshat in Tosfos. Well, how did Tosfos tell us? Tosfos doesn't say how they learned the Gemara. So maybe the pshat is Tosfos taka learning. Rashi says it was baked in the sun. Tosfos doesn't have any kind of synergy. If it was baked in the sun, if pshat in the Gemara says that it was baked in the sun, then that's the reason why it's potter. It's potter because it was baked in the sun. But Tosfos, it's a blila ova. You see, you could make it a kovin. It must be a blila ova. If it's a blila ova, then who cares that it was baked in the sun? So what's takav pshat in the Gemara? Tosfos doesn't tell us. So what's pshat in the Gemara? He leaves us hanging. What's the pshat in the Gemara? So maybe the pshat, maybe since Tosfos doesn't say anything, so we need to have the simplest pshat possible that Tosfos didn't even need to say. So maybe the way Tosfos is takav learning is that lechem osu l'kutuch. You wouldn't have to add any extra kimtis like Rashi that it was baked in the sun. It wasn't baked in the sun. But it's potter anyway, because lechem osu l'kutuch is potter in its own right, because it was made for kutuch, and it wasn't made for achilas lechem. Ulay. Anyway, l'maisa is sosom l'taisus. So there's a few, just to note, so there's a few possibilities. How does Taisus learn lechem osu l'kutuch? The Mashal learns that Taisus will learn it by a blila raka, and therefore baking in the sun is a p'tur. Very sosom l'taisus. And the other way to learn is that Tosfos is learning loylem It might be a bit lower for a weekend, but the p'tur is because it's the p'tur is not because it was baked in the sun, and maybe the Metzias is not even that it was baked in the sun. It doesn't say anything about that anymore. The p'tur is because it was baked for kutuch, and being baked for kutuch is potter because al das kutuch, the das to make it into kutuch is a potter. It's thinking also that here also that if that's the case, then you have another raya that Tosfos agrees that das is a factor. What happened to das? If you have das to cook it, so doesn't that undermine it? So why is it any different than also the klavim? Here's another raya besides the kasha from Yisrael from Yisrael's klavim that Tosfos also agrees that das is a factor. If you have das for kutuch, it's not a lechem. So I feel why by das for cooking is it a lechem? So like I said the other day, that apparently Rabbeinu Tam holds that cooking is not a steer to being lechem kutuch. Mixing it to kutuch is a steer to being called lechem. Giving it to dogs is a steer to being called lechem. But being cooked, if it's a blila ova, being cooked is not a steer to being called lechem. So the fact that he had das to cook it is so what? That's not a das that's antithetical to being lechem. That's fine. You can have a cooked lechem too, as long as it's a blila ova. Anyway, Taisa continues. Taisa says, Pasuk Rabbeinu Tam, that in Cain, since Rabbeinu Tam Shita is based on this mission that a blila ova is called is chayiv and challah, even if afterwards it was cooked. So it says Rabbeinu Tam, if that's the case, then Nibelish and Rishelish, I don't know what these are, but the Trilos and Isa, Mevochna Lahamaitzi, the Chayov and Mechala, half a bit of Seif is Sufkinim. Even though it's cooked in the end, or deep fried, but since it's a Blila Ova, so a Blila Ova is Chayav and Chala, and the Bracha is Hamaitzi. She says Rabbeinu Tam. Originally, Rabbeinu Tam thought the dafka chayav and mechala. Maybe it's only a chiyav chala. Lila ova is enough for a chiyav chala. The mitzvah is chala v'oyde isa. The chiyav ari say sechem. V'oyle shoyim v'tchila isa chayav and mechala. Since it started off by the Gilgul, it was an isa, meaning it was the lila ova, so it's chayav and chala. Aval ha-man ha-maitzi p'turim, v'achshir im sufkanin. But ha-maitzi, which you make it later on after it was cooked, now it's cooked, it's a sufkanin, so maybe it's takan out ha-maitzi. That's what Rabbi Tam thought originally. Lainir, but it's not right. Rabbi Tam himself changed his mind. Who else? Rabbi Tam himself changed his mind. Taisus mechiach from the dinner mikvahs that it says in the brayso that on the menachas you make a bracha of hamaitzi, and Taisus assumes that it's going at all of the menachas, including minchas machas and minchas marcheses. And Taisus also assumes that the minchas machas and minchas marcheses, since it's made with oil, it has the status of being cooked, not the status of being baked. It's not like a regular dry maifilfus. So the mela, so it's a raya that even for hamaitzi, the bracha is. If it's a blila ova, even though afterwards it was seifa sufkinin, the bracha is still going to be hamaitzi. So I spoke through the other day, just to repeat it now. What's the nekuda of the chazor of Rabbeinu Tam? What's the difference between what Rabbeinu Tam thought originally and what Rabbeinu Tam thought b'seif? What is the havon in Rabbeinu Tam l'chadchila that tchilos se'isa v'seif v'sufkinin is only lechem l'din chala? It's chayim and chala, but it's not going to be hamaitzi. And Rabbeinu Tam after the chazor that it even has a bracha of hamaitzi. So hoya efshe leima, it would have been possible to learn that you could learn that Rabbeinu Tam in the havam, thought that le'olam, if it's cooked, it's really not a lechem. Because a lechem is a steer to being cooked. Being cooked is antithetical to being a lechem. But Rabbi Tam Nahamina thought that even though at the end of the day it's not a lechem because it was cooked, so it turns out that it wasn't a lechem. But since the chiyuv chal is chal b'shas gilgul, and b'shas gilgul, I don't know if it's going to be cooked or it's going to be baked. For all I know, maybe it's going to be baked. So maybe the chiyuv chal is chal. But for Hamaitzi, I already know the end of the story. By the time I'm making Hamaitzi, I know the end of the story. The end of the story is that it was cooked. So therefore, the Maitzi is not a lechem. The Chiyuv Chal is B'shas Gilgul. B'shas Gilgul, I don't know the end of the story. I don't know if it's going to be cooked or it's going to be baked. So therefore, the Chiyuv Chal, since it's a Bula Ova, that's royally off its batana, it seems likely it's going to be baked in an oven. So it's already Chayiv in Chal. And then when the time in the Maskana came, said, no, even if it is cooked, and I know that it was cooked, and I got to the end of the story, and I know that the end of it was cooked, it's still a lechem when you make a bracha of hamaitzi, because being cooked is not a steer to being a lechem. That's what in theory might have been possible to say. The problem with saying that is that if that's the case, then in a bit of Thomas halamina, that the reason why it's chayiv and challah is because for all I know, maybe he's going to bake it, maybe he's not going to cook it. That means we ignore his das, and then the rebbeinu tam and the halamina would be very open to the hasaga of the Ramban. Why is it any different than Isis Klavim? The fact that you're gonna give it to a dog is mafkir l'shem lechem. So we reckon with with his plans. So what Rebbeinu Tam and the Havamina didn't know that the Isis Klavim. Isis Klavim is a Mishnah. That's why I thought the other day that it's more attractive to say that Rebbeinu Tam and the Havamina also knew that the reason why it's chayav and chal is not because we ignore his das and we don't believe he's going to cook it. Avada, we reckon with his das and we believe he's going to cook it. And cooking al korchach is not antithetical to being lechem. You could have something if as long as it's a bila ova, it's a lechem, even though he's going to cook it. But Rebbeinu Tam and the Havamina thought that that's only in regard to challah. The shem lechem in the challah is only totally being a bila ova. It has nothing to do with whether or not it was baked. Because since chiyuv challah is b'shas gilgal, when it's still a dough, so when it comes to chiyuv challah, I want to know, is this a bread-like dough? I don't care if it's going to grow up to be a bread. I want to know, is it a bread-like dough now? And a bila ova is a bread-like dough now, even though it's going to be cooked. But right now, it's a bread-like dough. It's a bread that's royally offers b'tanor. So bread that's royally offers b'tanor is a lechem dough le'inyan challah. But at the end of the day, it didn't grow up to be a bread. It grew up to be a sufkon, a sufkonius. He grew up to be a donor or something. So for Hamaisi, he never grew up to be a bread. It was an embryonic bread, so it was chayim and challah, but in the end, it didn't turn out to be a bread. And it's even in the Havamina, Rebbeinu Tam knew, of course, we reckon with his das. And you have to say that even though we know he's going to cook it, then we believe he's going to cook it, but it has a shem lechem. But in the Havamina, Rebbeinu Tam thought it has a shem lechem le'in challah. Because challah is holy b'shas gilgul, so it's a lechem challah. It's a lechem dough. It's a dough that's lechem. That's lechem. It's a lechem dough, regardless of what you're going to do with it. So I might see that. Rebbeinu Tam's maskana, based on the Rebbeinu Tam's maskana, is that even after we know that you cooked it, and even after he did cook it, and it's sitting on the table, nonetheless, it has a shem lechem since it's a blila. Then Rebbeinu Tam continues. We're the third line from the bottom. Zok Taisus, Limshash, it's moving to show him is lakshin. The Mordechai calls it lakshin. Lakshin is noodles. Afal gab, the chayovim mechala, shehoyu isa mitchilosa, even though it's chayovim mechala, because it's a blila ova. Lakshin is a regular dough, and then it's cut into very, very thin strips. So it's a blila ova, it's chayovim mechala. Ptura mei hamaitzi, but hamaitzi don't make on it. Ve'ein levochen alein abayim minim izalainis. Why? It's a blila ova. So who cares that it was cooked? It's a blila ova. So should be a maitzi, should make a maitzi on lakshin. If you're in a time, lakshin should be a maitzi. It's a blila ova. Yeah, it's true that in the end you cooked it. But a blila ova that you cook is a maitzi. Says places, no. Lakshin is different. It's hakach chayim and challah. That much it is chayim and challah. It's chayim and challah. But it's not a maitzi because the less lut to risa than ama. It doesn't have a tzur of lecha. It's lakshin doesn't have a tzur of lecha. It's noodles don't have a tzur of lecha. And therefore, it's a mitzvah. Okay, so the obvious question, Taisus, is if Taisus mechadish that lakshin, despite the fact that it's a blila ova, it doesn't have a suis lechem, and therefore it's not a lechem, and you're making it a mezainis, so why is it chayav and chala? After all, his das was to make it into lakshin. It doesn't say that we're talking about we changed his mind. He knew he was going to make it into lakshin. So if he knew that he's going to make it into lakshin, so he knew that it's not going to have a tzuris lechem. If he knew that it's not going to have a tzuris lechem, so it should be potim in a challah too. So I want to say in this Rebbeinu Tam that the pshat is that Rebbeinu Tam with the original havana that I had in Rebbeinu Tam's havana. That challah is totally in Shas Gilgal. I don't care what it's going to be. It's totally in Shas Gilgal. We don't reckon with his das. And even the Rebbe at the time, and even the Rebbe at the time afterwards was Chayzer, and he said, no, even for Hamaitzi, a bread that's cooked is called a Lechem. But he still maintains this vart that challah is totally in Shas Gilgal, and B'Shas Gilgal, and Linyan Challah, I don't care about his das. Hillel is two Rabbeinu. There's two dinim. The old Rabbeinu Tam doesn't supersede the original Rabbeinu Tam. The original Rabbeinu Tam that Chala is totally Pshas Gilgul is still true. It's totally Pshas Gilgul. Rabbeinu Tam thought in the beginning it's totally Pshas Gilgul, and that's why if you cook it, that's why if you cook it, it's still Chayim Chala because Chala is totally Pshas Gilgul. But for Bracha, it's not going to be Hamaitzi. Then Rabbeinu Tam decided, no, you see from the fact that you make Hamaitzi and Menachas, you see that a bread that's cooked, the Vlila Ova that's cooked, is really a Lechem Be'etzim. So even though I know that it was cooked, you still make a bracha v'amaitzi. But it's still, we still, Rabbi Natan still didn't reject his original svara that challah is totally b'shas gilgul. Not enough kamina for cooking the bread, but it's enough kamina for making it into lakshin. That if you make it into lakshin, that really isn't a steer to being bread. Cooking is not a steer to being bread, but lakshin is a steer to being bread. So it's not going to be hamaitzi. It doesn't have to do a sapas. But for challah is totally b'shas gilgul, who says it's going to be made into lakshin? B'shas gilgul had the potential to be made into bread. So it's chayiv and chal. That's how many want to understand the Tosfos. The problem with understanding it that way is that we have to say the Tosfos holds that we don't reckon with his das, because he knows he's going to make an interruption. So what do you mean? What happened? This is, why is it different than this is klavim? For that matter, the way I want to learn Tosfos, why is it different than lechem osil lekutuch? Lechem osil lekutuch. Tosfos holds. Why is it potter in a chal? Tosfos. So the feeling of Masha, it's a blue Raka. But if you learn not like the Masha, the pasuk is nice, not like the Masha. So why is lechem osil lekutuch patur in a challah? Because you're going to use it for kutuch. So you see that we reckon with his das is going to use it for kutuch. So mele is patur in a challah. So you see that we do go with his das. So why is lakshin patur? Why is so lakshin? If we reckon with his das, we know he's going to make it into lakshin. Lakshin's not a pas. Lakshin's not a lechem. So why is it chayim in challah? So if the other one is interesting, I'm going to tell you what I think is the answer. But if you're interested in seeing some interesting Torah, is in Asher L'Shleimai, Rav Shlomka Bremund, who's the stipulous son-in-law, is a Shiva in Panovich, big guy. This is from Asher L'Shleimai on Mayad. I wonder if I have here this simon. He has an interesting pshat in this place. He has a fancy pshat. I'm going to tell you a posh of the pshat. But if you want to take a look, let me see if I have. Yeah, Simon Tesvav. Shel Shlomo Mayer Simon Tesvav. Okay. I'll stick it into a footnote in the notes, Matisha, or some Kubram is Pshat, and why I don't think it's right. But I think the Emes of Pshat is that Tosfos Leilam holds that Lakshin is Lechem. That the Tosfos says that it doesn't have a Teresa Dinama, and therefore the Brachas Mezainis, he doesn't mean that it's not Lechem. He means that it's lechem, chayv and challah. And even though we knew he was going to make it into lakshin, we reckon with his das, we know he's going to make it into lakshin. Lakshin is lechem because it's a blila ova. You say Tosfos, you say anything that's a blila ova is a lechem. But etzim, it's a lechem. So why is the bracha mezaynus? The answer is because since it doesn't have a tzuris hapas, so it's not a chashuv lechem. People don't use it to be kaveis sadah the way they would on a lechem. So in the middle, they weren't kaveid in a bracha bari mini mezaynus. The same way pasuk over kisnin is a lechem, but doesn't have a bracha bari mini mezaynus. Right, we already saw yesterday that you could have something that's be'etzim alechem, but if it's not a derech to be kavei sudan, then the brachas bari minim is zaynus. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam holds about the lakshin too. And where did Rabbeinu Tam get this notion that if it doesn't have a teresa denama, then you can't, then they were misakan on a bracha mizaynus? I think he learned it from Kuba da'ara. The Gemara says that Kuba da'ara is chayiv and chala. He says that the Gersa of the Rosh, that Kuba da'ara is chayiv and chala. And yet the Gemara says the bracha is bari minim zaynus. And why is the bracha bari minim zaynus? So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yosef said, it's a guvla ba'alma. So what does it mean? It's a guvla ba'alma. And so I think Rabbi Natan learned what is it? That guvla ba'alma means it doesn't have a teresa lechem, doesn't have a teresa denama. Since Kuba da'ara doesn't have a teresa, it's chayiv and chala. It's about a lechem. You yaitzi b'chayiv is matzah. And if you kaveh a sudan, if you do make a ma'itzi. But kol zman yinav kavei suda, and at the brachas bari midi mizayin, it's because it's a guvla da alma. Taisus understood, guvla da alma means it doesn't have a tzuris lechem. Lechem that's made in the ground, in a hole in the ground, it doesn't have a tzuris lechem, doesn't have a tzuris lechem in the brachas mizayin. Again, not if you kavei suda, but if you're not kavei suda in the brachas mizayin. So al derech, I think that's what he's saying by lokshin too. If kubba da alma doesn't have a tzuris pas, it's a guvla ba alma. So lokshin for sure doesn't have a tzuris pas, and the brachas bari midi mizayin. But for chala, chala don't need it for chala. It's like kubba da alma, kubba da alma, chala. And it'll be enough kamino if he said that if that's the case, then it'll come out that lafir ben atam, if you were kaveh sudan lokshin, it would be amaitzi. Ve'etzim it's a lechem, and then I'm not saying it's not a lechem, it's a lechem. But it doesn't have tzrisa nahama, so it's like gubla ba'alma. Okay. But al derech we find by gubla ba'alma, derech we find by kubla da'ar, it's mezoinus, but if you kaveh sudan, then it gets back a chashivas, and then you do make a bracha amaitzi. I mean, not the lemaisa. The halacha lemaisa, we don't pass like a benetam. We pass in that even on a blila ova, if it's cooked, you make a mezainas even if you kavesul. But lefir benetam, it'll come out that lefir benetam that a blila ova, if you cook it, the bracha is hamaitzi. So even if you made it into lakshin, the bracha is mezainas. But if you be kavesul on it, the bracha will become hamaitzi. As you know, the Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions, even though the other one's not like this one. But the Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions. The Shulchan Aruch brings in the regular case of Rabbi Natan, Chilasi Yisuv Asayfa Sukkah. You have a bread; it's a blila over, and then you cooked it. So what would be the case nowadays? A blila over, then you cooked it. What would be a simple case? A blila over that was cooked or deep fried.
And noodles.
What?
Other than noodles.
Other noodles, yeah, noodles definition, but other noodles.
Donuts.
What?
I believe. Donuts, yeah. I believe. Donuts are not baked, they're fried.
Donuts are fried, yeah, but they're a blila raka. Are they a blila ava or a blila raka?
I think they're a blila ava.
Okay, so donuts. You also pass a babakistan because they have all kinds of jelly in them, but if you didn't have any jelly in the donuts, so it wasn't pass a babakistan. So a kitzer, whatever it is, if you have a simple case, you have a dough, and then you, dough, blila ava, and then you just deep fried it. So the Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions. Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that it's hamaitzi, and the Shita of the Rosh and the Rash, the other Rishonim, that it's mezainus. That it's mezainus. And I think the Shulchan Aruch says it's better to be not to. This I don't remember for sure. I think maybe even the Shulchan Aruch says it's better to avoid the suffix and make have some bread. I don't remember, but the Shulchan Aruch lemaisa, that's for sure. The Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions. He brings Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. And he brings the sheet of the Rosh and the Rash. So what's interesting though, that in Yerideya, in Hilchas Chala, the Shulchan Aruch only brings the opinion of the Rosh and the Rash that a blila ova that was cooked is potem in a chala. It doesn't bring a minute time that it's chayim in chala. So it's a little bit of a pella. Chala, which is a deraisa, at least in the Rosh, chala is a deraisa. And there the Shulchan Aruch only brings the Rash and the Rosh. He's not machmir for a minute time to take chala from it. And when it comes to, and then when it comes to Hamaitzi, which is only the Rabbana, and all of a sudden the Shulchan Aruch he's already machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. He brings both opinions. She machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. It's a little bit strange. That's what the Hashem, one of the things that Asher L'Shlomi talks about. That Simon Asher L'Shlomi wants to deal with that. Al Kapanim, Lamaisa in Hilchas Chala, the Shulchan Aruch is patient, not like Rabbeinu Tam, doesn't even bring Rabbeinu Tam. And even in Rabbeinu Tam, I think the Minhag is not like Rabbeinu Tam. Shulchan Aruch does bring both opinions. But we're saying now it's a chiddush din that lokshin is for sure chayav and chayav. Lokshin, first of all, a chiddush din that lokshin. Well, no, Rabbi Nathan said the first that lokshin is chayav and chayav. Lefi the Rash and the Rosh, lokshin is potem and chayav. Right? Lefi the Rash and the Rosh, lokshin is potem and chayav because it's cooked, so it's potem and chayav. Lefi Rabbi Nathan, lokshin is chayav and chayav. He says before Rabbi Nathan says lokshin is chayav and chayav. I think lokshin they do to chayav. Right? What is saying the fact is? Well, let me take a look. Oh, I can't find any lokshin, but I think on the Hamish Habakkuk, it says Olive genommen by the lakshin. Rakapan is a chomer. According to Shulchan Aruch, lakshin is potter minachal because he doesn't bring a minute time at all. But the fear made a time lakshin is chayim minachal. But I'm saying now, if the fear made a time, it'll also be a chiddush din l'gabi brachas that lakshin will taka be a bracha hamotzi if you kaveh if you were kaveh sudan. The emes is this nekuda that I want to say now in places that lack of a teresa de rahama doesn't mean that it's not bread. It is bread. It's just not chashuv enough to have hamotzi. So the emes move in Rama because the Rama says that isa shenefes bekarka. The Rambam Chutz Bikurim says that Isa Shenefes Bekarka is Chayim and Chala. So the Rambam, that's Kubadara. If Isa Shenefes Bekarka is Chayim and Chala. So if it's Chayim and Chala, it's Hamaisi. Likewise, the Rambam says Yoshi in Hilchas Chametz Matzah says that Isa Shenefes Bekarka Yoshi Chayim is Matzah. And when it comes to Hamaisi, the Rambam says Isa Shenefes Bekarka is Mizoinus, so unless you could be Isa Garnet. But the Rambam is Maisif. Why? Because it doesn't have a Tzuris Pas. So his pass is Tzuris Rama. So Furish and Rama, that lack of a Tzuris pass does not mean that it's not bread at all. It's still bread. It's Chayim and Chala. It's Yoyetzichayim is Matzah. If you Kaveh Sudan, you make Hamaytzi Lechem and Oretz. It only means, but it only takes off, if you're not Kaveh Sudan, then the Bracha goes down to Mizraimus. And Rama says, then Bechem by Passover Bekisni is Medama to Passover Bekisni. So this is not so Rochak that I'm saying, that Tzuris, lack of Tzuris and Rama doesn't mean that it's not bread. The lack of its Tzuris Pas doesn't mean that it's not bread at all. It's just not choshev enough to be kaveh b'yichus by minu zens. Demis lefizeh yesh l'ayin. I don't have a achron this. The Gemara said before that when you have crumbs, when you took bread and you broke it down into crumbs, and by chavitza, let's say with morok at least, you broke it down into crumbs into the morok. So the Gemara says we pass them like a sheshes. You don't need a kazayis, but Rava said but you need to have terusa d'nahama. You need to have teresa d'nama, and that's the halacha. And if you took the crumbs and you crumbled it into marak, you took bread and you crumbled it, and the priurim are pochas mikazayis, and it's in a marak, and it doesn't have a teresa d'nama, so the bracha goes down to being in bezayis. What if you kaveh sudan? I don't know. This remain the tam, and the Rambam also. That a tzuris apas is not a steer to making hama, that it's the lack of a tzuris apas does not mean that it's not lechem. It's lechem. It's just not choshev enough for very many bizarres. But if you kaveh sudan, then you do make hamaisi. The Rambam says it by lechem shenefes bekarka. When the Tam says it by lokshim, so maybe the same thing with you like purim shenem tzuris the nama. They're not choshev enough for hamaisi. But if you were kaveh sudan, maybe you would make hamaisi. It's a chiddush, but ulay. At least the few this year made in time. Then there's a Rebbein Echiel. He has a suffix about Lakshin. What's his suffix? If it's Chayav and Chala, Mishum She'oisi, so it's but Kedei Lechalk of Turim and Chala. Oisi, someone asked the Chala, because Potem and Chala, bless Bushura. So Hocha by the Lakshin, Nami, Pomi Mechalkon, Shein Mesim and Shir Chala, but there Achas. Sometimes you don't put all the Lakshin in one Kedera, you put a little bit of Lakshin this there, a little bit of Lakshin in the other Kedera. So maybe that's like us. I see Isam Nas the Chalak. Achayamat Shechlik Chalab Le Bracha B'Shul HaSofik. Well, that's so clear to me. What's the Sofik? If it's Amanas the Chalak, then it's Sivat Nevar is Potter. Like, what's the Mokum Sofik of you? Maybe because only Pa'amim, they're not always Mechalakit. But sometimes they're mechalak, and sometimes not. So maybe that's the suffix. Very saucy. Then he talks about the philosophy, Sufism of Sufis. So that part of Tosfos is really. I want to talk also a little bit of time. I want to talk about the Rambam. The Gemara says you might have had three pshatim in Trisa. Trisa's pshatim in Achala. You might have three pshatim: Gvil Mitoch, Nama Dahandaka, and Lechem Asi LeKutuch. Which Rashi learns means it was nefer b'chama. Taisus is awesome. So what's the Rambam hold? So the Rambam is like this. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis. So the Rambam says that if you made an Issa to be miyavish, to cook it in the sun, or to bake it in the sun, or to cook it, is potter. So that's the din of a. Okay, so the Rambam has it that if you made an isa to bake in the sun, it's potter. Then in Halacha Yud Dalid, the Rambam says that lechem ha'osu lekutuch maaseh mechichen aleha osu ka'oven is chayav and osu kelimudim is potter. So the Radvazin medayek in the Rambam that lechem osu lekutuch is not baked in the sun, because the Rambam splits it up into two different halachas. A bread that's baked in the sun, the Rambam has an halacha Yud Beis. That a bread that's baked in the sun is butter is mezainus, and then the din of lechem osu lekutuch, he has an aloch yudalad. The lechem osu lekutuch osik oven osik limudim and so on. If lechem osu lekutuch was baked in the sun, then it would just be an instance of a lechem that's baked in the sun, and it would belong in aloch yud based. So chayes smash from the Rambam says the Radvaz smash from the Rambam that lechem osu lekutuch is not a bread that's baked in the sun at all. And that's very much like maybe in Rabbeinu Yonah and Taisus, I wanted to say that lechem osu lekutuch is a regular bread that was baked in an oven, but it's made for kutuch. It's made to be turned into croutons, or to be turned into, when you make it, your intention is that you're going to make it into, you're going to put it into the kutuch. So that's b'chal not aleh. So that depends, osu k'oven, osu k'limudim, but it doesn't have this, it's nothing to do with being baked in the sun. So where did the Rambam get the halacha that a bread that's baked in the sun is not a lechem? If it's not lechem, osu lekutuch. So where did the Rambam get this din from that a lechem that's baked in the sun is misainus? From the Gemara in Pesachim, it's perishing Gemara. Right, Hakam Pesachim says beperish. Taisus brings it that a bread that's baked in the sun is not for Taisus or any other, but a bread that's baked in the sun is potam and achala. So it's not bread. So that's fine. But the Rambam is mashmit the din of Gvil Mirtach and Nama Dahandaka. Gvil Mirtach, Rashi says, is a pancake. This is mispashit on of ana, so even though it's baked in an ilfis, but it's mispashit on of ana, so it's potter, it's not a bread, it's mezainis. And then Nama Dahandaka, Rashi learns, is this bread that's turned on a spit, and it's also potter in a chala. The Rambam does not bring those two halachas at all. Well, I had a hargosha, I don't know for sure. It's just a hargosha. But the Rambam has a different shot in Gvil Mirtach and Nama Dahandaka. It's not talking about a pancake, and it's not talking about this bread that's baked on a spit. And it's a very, very big chiddush din that they're potam in a challah. The Rambam learns that Gvil Mirtach means bread that was baked, that was cooked. And Mirtach is Miloshin Reisech, like a Sir Reisech. And obviously, it's a Sir Reisech, a cooking pot. And Gvil Mirtach, the Rambam learns, is a bread that was cooked in a pot. And that the Rambam Taka brings in Halacha Yud Beis. And Nama Dahandaka, I have no idea what the Rambam learns about Nama Dahandaka, but Libya Emily, that the Rambam learns that Nama Dahandaka is that it was baked in the sun. And that the Rambam also brings. Rashi can't learn that way. The other Shem can't learn with it because Rashi learned Lechem Osu Lekutuch is baked in the sun. So Nama Dahandaka can't be that it was baked in the sun. So Rashi is this other Shem. But maybe the Rambam learned that Nama Dahandaka. The Nama Dahandaka is bread that was baked in the sun. If that's the case, then the Rambam wrote all the halachas that we have in the Gemara. Vil Mirtach is bread that's baked in the oven. Nama Dahandaka is bread that's baked in the sun. That attacker brings in halacha yud beis. Lechem as lekutuchi brings an halacha gedalit, and then all the gemaras are put down halacha. That's the case, and the Rambam doesn't have it in pancakes. That's a partial defeat of the Rambam that pancakes are mezainis. The ma'ase pancakes are ma'ase ilfus. The chayyim should be chayyim and chayyim. They should be hamaisi even. Ma'ase ilfus for passing like a berachin. Ma'ase ilfus hamaisi. Elamai, because the Rishonim learned, no, that's real mirtuch. Since it's mispashat on over onla, it spreads. So therefore, it's a bilirak and it spreads. So therefore, it's a bilirak. I don't know if it matters. Some is a bilirak and it spreads. So therefore, it's not a mitzvah and it's potem nechala. Potem nechala. Feed around. We don't have a mocha for that. There's no mocha for that. So that was interesting to me. Shulchan Aruch brings it below Shulchan Aruch, the pancakes are potem and achal. Based on real mitzvah. I don't know if the Rambam learned that way. Because then the Rambam should have brought down that halacha. I think we'll stop here. And Mr. Shem, I want to go on next time to the next sugya. Dusha the Tommy. Yeah. So then we'll go on to Dusha the Tommy. So it's a big sugya. I'll have to give you some Ayurveda claims. It's a beautiful tshuva from Michas Baruch. It's relevant. Okay, Mr. Shem. Okay, meanwhile, yeah, we'll stop here and, maybe I'll see you in Washington. Okay, take care.
Thank you. Well,
thank you, Abby.
Have a safe trip down, Abby.
Thank you.
Abby?
Yeah.
Moshe pointed out at the morning Seder that Tosfos, when he quotes Rashi, he quotes Rashi differently than what we have in Rashi. Because we have Rashi, and our Rashi, Rashi never mentions the word Issa. But when Tosfos quotes Rashi by Lechem Asa Lekutach, he has the word Issa in Rashi. So if that's the Girsa which Tosfos had, so then it's clear in Rashi, at least the Rashi that Tosfos is working with, that it must have been a Lila Afa for Rashi. In which case, Tosfos is being called like on Rashi, because in his Girsa, that's what Rashi had.
And he's saying like the Rashi, that it's not Issa.
Not exactly.
I hear. Okay.
In general, when Tosfos quotes Rashi, so do we assume that that's his Girsa in Rashi, or that that's perhaps his Havana of Rashi?
Is Girsa?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, that word. Yeah. Yonatan, do it. Sage?
For the case of Nama the Hindaka, right? Rashi says that it's on a shavuot. So, in Metzias, it seemed pretty clear that it has to be a blila ava, because I don't know,
yeah,
really understand
sure.
How. Yeah. So, seemingly for Beit HaTamak, I have to say a similar shot that it's going to be that, right? Being it's almost a raya for your way of saying it, as opposed to like the Marsha and the Peshua, because there the making the claiming that it's a blila racha is not going to. I mean, it would help. It just seems like kind of untenable. So you seemingly have to say Noah, who's found the Meiri, says that he defines Naman Hindika. It's like some sort of like makeup for women or something. The point is that it's not a food. So yeah. And he says explicitly, he says it's not an ochel. So okay. Seemingly that's what you're going to have to say for Tosos also, because I mean, unless you want to say it's a bilaracha, which it just again it just doesn't really make any sense.
No, maybe it's a bilaracha. But even Rabbi Natan, who says that a blila ova is chayav and chal, even if it's cooked, because he thinks that a isa that's royally ova is, I don't care that it's cooked, it's royally ova. So the cooking and the baking, it doesn't need to be cooked. It needs to be royally ova. But if here it has this other issue that it's namadadaka, it's full of these eggs and stuff, and from the very beginning, from the way it's made, so maybe that's just not a bread for a different reason. Maybe even Rabbeinu Tam would agree that an iso that's made which and it's full of and it's smeared it's roasted on this whatever the whole Ben Yonah says it's not osti for achilas, not osti for achilas kvar. It has a grace that maybe Ben Tam agrees that this is a grace in lechem. Ben Tam doesn't think that the cooking is megareya a blula over from being a lechem, but he might agree that this other these other factors might be. It's not like Ben Tam doesn't think anything could be megareya a blula over. He says klavim is megareya even in a blula over, so maybe this is also megareya even in a blula over. I have to know why is it different than the passive of a kistin, which is nilay shviyayin shem and vash, according to the Ram. Okay, maybe they don't agree with that. Maybe they think nilay shviyayin shem and vash would be like namad the handaka. You put them in a chala. It has to be very chiddush. Or maybe it's different. I don't know. Some are being roasted with them. Maybe it's different.
But either way, that's, you know, meaning, yeah, in a chami, that's, but it's not the blue of rachel word. That definition of the marshal.
Yeah, it can't be Blirak. I don't see how it could possibly be Blirak.
Yeah. So either, right. So, but then, and then, okay, you know, Konami, either you say like you just use Rashi or you use the Miri, and either way you go, you're getting to the same idea that it's comparable to us with the Klavim.
Right. Yeah, you see, placing that mask, well, it's here, it's better than us with the Klavim. It's while it's an Iso, you're, he says, you were Megadlik before you put it on the spit. So why don't you say, since you were Megadlik before you put it on the spit, so that much you see that that it's not, the Pshat in Benetam is not that it's totally in Shas Gilbo. We do reckon with Das. Benetam agrees we reckon with Das. If you Das, if you Das, it's to make it this into this Namadamdaka, it never became Chayim V'Chal. Das to cook it is a different problem. It's not a problem at all, because Das to cook it is not, doesn't undermine it. It's being a lechem. But that's to make it into an amadam, the kadaga undermine its being a lechem.